One day, while following some stray sheep, Moshe met an extraordinary sight.
Strange. The bush is on fire. Yet it is not being burnt up. I must go for a closer look. This is no ordinary bush.
Moshe! Moshe!
Here I am.
Do not come closer. Take the shoes off your feet, for you are now standing on holy ground. I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I have seen the terrible suffering of my people in Egypt. I will come down and save the Jewish people from their bitter slavery. Then I will bring them to the land of Israel, a land flowing with milk and honey. You, Moshe, will be my messenger to Paro. He will not heed you, and I will harden his heart. But then he will let my people go.
But Lord, who am I to take the people out of Egypt? I, a plain shepherd, to give commands to Paro?
Have no fear. You will be my messenger. I will be with you always, as I was with you when you escaped Paro's sword.
And the people? And the people? Are they truly worthy of being redeemed?
Yes. Because after they are freed from slavery, they will accept my Torah, the Word of God, on this very mountain.
But they will not believe that you spoke to me. How will I convince them?
Moshe, what is that in your hand?
It's a staff.
Throw it to the ground.
A snake!
Take it by its tail.
It's become a staff again.
A second sign. Put your hand next to your chest and take it out.
My hand! It's become white! With leprosy!
Put your hand back and take it out once more.
It's healed!
Here is yet a third sign. Go to the river of Egypt and take some water from there. When you pour it upon the dry land, it will turn to blood. Perform all these three signs for the elders of Israel, and they will surely believe.